Broadcasting Network.
Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited that you're here. It is Tuesday, May 8th, 2007, about 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at the only officially sanctioned website of the network. That would be republicbroadcasting.org. If you go there, you will see a link to our guest tonight. His book, Privacy Crisis, the website privacycrisis.com. Please welcome back author Grant Hall. Grant, thank you again, sir.
Yes, Mark brought up a point about the Social Security number, and in my own opinion, in my own life, I have one, and I use it on occasion. But the key word here is occasion. The real abuses are everywhere with this number, and it just isn't necessary. For example, my pet peeve is to have somebody want to sell me a two-year phone contract and have to check my credit and have my Social Security number and have all my little details to do that. No, thank you. I go buy a cell phone off of the shelf, no registration required, walk in, load your minutes, you're done. There's no bill tied to your name, no anything, and you've got a totally anonymous phone, and nobody can track you unless the phone is on, and then they won't know who it goes to. So what's the difference? I mean, there's ways around everything. It's just a little bit more expensive, but it's nothing you cannot overcome and build into your budget.
Yeah, I think that's an important point. Mark, are you still with us, or did you drop?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
I guess my primary concern, and thank you for your answer, Grant, I appreciate that. My primary concern on this whole Social Security issue is that it has gotten to the point that you can't buy or sell without that number, and I'm just not comfortable going along to get along at any level as far as, you know, whether it's a federal agency or not, and everybody and their brother wants a Social Security number, and when I tell them that I don't really have one, it's not really mine, they look at me, you know, like I said, you know, like I've got two heads, and I get the opportunity to explain to them that, you know, it's a slave system, it's a slave number, and those that go along to get along will eventually have to, you know, deal with the issue of the scriptural perspective, whether you're going to, you know, go along, get along in the system where you can't buy or sell without that number.
Mark,
thank you.
Mark,
thank you.
I hope you keep listening because I got something I want to relay to you. You know, I have no doubt in what you're saying to be, you know, very valid. However, you can, in fact, buy and sell and do very, very well and not give up your privacy. You need to be reading this book, and you need to take the time to study it. It's a reference book. It's a large book. It's 400 pages. It's got 28 chapters. I'm not saying you should adopt my style entirely, but just take a look at what does work. You don't have to be a renegade. You don't have to take a position like that, like, and say you don't have an SSN and fall outside the system, because that's a tremendous amount of work to operate from that frame of reference. Trust me. I know people that try. I know people that try to drive without licenses and all that, and they may be right under the Constitution, and they may be right according to the Scriptures, like you're pointing out. All these things may be the case, but I'm talking about functioning in our society and in our country today, and doing it with a reasonable amount of effort and not having to spend all your life in court or all the rest of it. I think you'll benefit if you can read the book.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, Grant, and I want to explore that here in just a second. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more from our guest, Grant Hall, and of course more Frankly Speaking Radio. Remember our number, 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
1, 2, 3, go!
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening, our sponsor, Grant Hall. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you. I can just assure everybody that the way to improve, whether it's privacy, you're trying to improve, or whatever you're trying to accomplish, the way to do that is, number one, model after someone who's been successful, and second, practice, and you'll get better.
Yeah, I think what you brought up is a really, really important point. A lot of people have talked to me about how I need to get rid of my social security number and whatnot, and that's fine, and maybe someday I will, but you're right, it's a big hassle, and there's no guarantee that you're technically out of the system. I know people have said that they've checked and looked and haven't been able to find themselves in the system. Hey, that's fine and dandy. It's going to be a worthless system anyway, I think, in a few years, but when they find something to replace the social security number with, such as the national ID card or in a subdermal microchip implant, that's when people really need to worry. That's when they need to be concerned. So I think at some point they will scrap the social security number in favor of something newer and better, in which case, perfect reason to really go and get all these things taken care of. And, you know, a lot of people, like you said, they fight battles that maybe they see as extremes. There's either get rid of your Social Security number or don't, and if you don't, then you're a slave to the system. And I understand that rationale just fine, but what they need to understand is there are other ways to go around it where you don't have to get rid of it, but you can use the principles in this book to do all these things without a problem. And one of those, of course, is banking, you know, keeping your money, your assets invisible, using a safety deposit box without identification or Social Security number, getting a bank account without a Social Security number. All these things are in here, and it's very important that people understand that.
Yes, it is. And it doesn't have to be all or nothing either. There's many people that are going to have certain needs, and certain people are going to have other needs. So it just depends on what your level and what your requirements are, and there's many choices. For example, in the finances section, there's six full chapters on that, and I happen to have a lot of background in that area. So the other thing is I've done every single thing in the book, or in the case that I haven't, I know of people that have, and the cases that I haven't done everything in there are very few. So I really have put my name on this. I've guaranteed it in writing on the back flap. I've promised that what you read there will work. I'm the only one that says travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. I guarantee that, but you do have to study, and you have to learn the material, and you have to develop your communication and your people skills in order to negotiate and get what you want. But it will work. I do this every single day.
That's great advice, my friend. Well, I certainly appreciate your time here, and I think that there's so many different things we can really sit here and spend. Well, I mean, you and I have done a show, what, 3 hours, 4 hours? I mean, we've done it before. So, yeah, these things are very, very important, and I guess we'll be talking again next Monday, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Okay. I look forward to these discussions every week as well.
Well, wonderful. Well, I appreciate you so much, my friend. I believe in what you're doing. I'm very passionate about your work and your book. And, you know, I can't wait till next Monday. I look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Grant Hall, his book, Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan and Guide to Anonymous Living. You could go to the website there, privacycrisis.com, and pick the book up. You can also look for it used at Amazon.com. You can also call Borders Bookstore and have it shipped to you. You can call your local bookstore and ask them to order it. Go down there in person. If you find a copy on the shelf, it is you flip through it even, you know. And that's the beauty of it, of course, by having your local bookstores order this thing. Just go down there and flip through it, and you'll see it for yourself. I mean, this thing is chock full of very, very easily implementable tactics and practices. It's fantastic stuff. You know, again, folks, there are so many different things that tie into this privacy crisis issue. And we've talked about some of them already, the protests and your anonymity. It doesn't matter if people are photographing you or whatnot. If you don't have any of your information anywhere for them to be able to access, who cares? Same thing with the license plates and whatnot. These are all situations that can be addressed in this book. The other thing, too, I'm just still horrified by that story that Will had read us on the air about what's going on in Missouri. You think about that. I mean, how many times have we seen, and certainly they give it a lot of attention, which, you know, some attention is fine, but gosh, you know, I guess attention is great. Let me stress that. But the way it's given, you remember, whenever there's a kidnapping or something like that, inevitably, you know, they're going to show pictures of the kid and all that stuff because they want to, have this child be rescued, which I think is great. The Amber Alert system, all that stuff as well. But there was a situation, I believe it was in Florida, where a girl had been kidnapped, and they caught the guy sort of leading her away on camera, a surveillance camera somewhere. And I think it was at a car wash. And just awful. You know, when you think about that, and they'll stress it on the news, they'll say, this is the last time this poor girl was seen alive. That's a horrible, horrible thing. I mean, you know, people complained about the Virginia Tech shooter in his video. I thought the Virginia Tech video was far less offensive than the times they kept showing that surveillance camera. And, of course, driving home how real this thing is. And we know the kidnapping is real, without a doubt. But you have to understand the implementation of technology. It is not designed to be preventative in any capacity. That surveillance camera, that didn't prevent her from getting kidnapped. And neither would a microchip. Neither would all these other things that they keep talking about and touting as a way to keep your children safer. Look, just parent differently. And I mean that with the utmost respect. All I'm saying is that if you were to go ahead and sign your kid up for a microchip, okay, for an implant, you would have that in your mind. And that in your mind would keep you less concerned maybe about your child's safety. Does that make any sense? It's kind of like installing a surveillance camera in a workplace. You know, you're not, I'm not worried if somebody comes in and robs my gas station because I've got a security camera. Well, that's not going to prevent a robbery. All it's going to do is help you prosecute the person who did it if they can actually get any footage. But it doesn't make them safer. It doesn't make your employees safer. It doesn't make your profits any safer. So this is an important point. We cannot rely on technology anymore. And I'm not saying, you know, let's all go be Unabombers and live out in the woods and you know, never shower or anything like that. All I'm saying, quite simply, is this. In this day and age, when you've got technology, it can be used against you, or it can be used for you, or it can be just ignored. And that ties in with what we talked about in the first hour. We talked about the protests, and we talked about, you know, someone instigating this sort of revolution. And I think it's the same thing. Here you've got a situation where you have to be aware that all these different technological innovations will be used against you. They'll be used to track you, monitor you, and whatnot. You think that they don't know what program you're listening to? You think they don't know what magazines you subscribe to? Of course they do. If they want to, they can, unless you're covering your tracks, which you can do with this book. And I don't know. I just think it's important that we all recognize all these things. All right, folks, so we've got a good hour and 40 minutes here. And if you want to take us in a different direction, feel free. I've got plenty of news, without a doubt. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Frank?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I thought it was kind of interesting. Your guest this evening, his book is mentioned in my survival guide that I'm putting together.
Oh, wonderful.
And earlier we were talking about, you know, like protest demonstration mm-hmm. type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just cranked the computer up and come up with about 7 items here real fast. You can use one of these foil-lined cameo tarps you can get from Cabela's. It works real good against reflecting RF microwave burn tech weaponry.
Oh, wow.
And for the sonic boom thing they use for sound weapons, you can use Lee Sonic earplugs for gases and whatnot. You can stick 2 wet cotton balls up your nose.
That's
I'm good. Serious.
I believe it.
There's a guy who went into a real hot nuclear power plant. I'm an electrical engineer, worked in the nuke industry, and he didn't put on a respirator or nothing. He just stuck 2 cotton balls up his nose, wetted them down, went right in there, and he's still alive, too.
That's great.
You can take plastic non-vented eye goggles for eye protection. You can get a pair of welder's glasses for laser-blinding weaponry. You can go to Lowe's and get a gas mask with canister filters. I think it's the purple striped ones that filter out about anything. And then if they try to sedate you, you can put in a pack of Sudafed. And then if you want to get a little more physical, you can put a stun gun in there. And then there's 2 other items you can put in there that are non-obtrusive. One of them is a hook-billed linoleum knife. And the other one is a carpet layer's knife. Carpet layer's knives are tricky. You can touch the edge of the blade of one of those, cut yourself, and never know you've been cut till you look down, your hands all bloody.
Wow.
So anyway, I'd like to come back after the break.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you to hang on, folks. Taking your calls, open lines if you want them. 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Open lines if you'd like them. 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Gary in Tennessee. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'll wrap this up pretty fast. I put together this kind of an outline form, a survival guide that was 20 pages last month. I put another 10 pages in. Looks like it's going to grow about 10 pages a month. I don't charge anything for it. It's free. It's my gift to the Republic, the remnant of the Republic, hopefully.
Yeah.
And they can get a copy of it. All they got to do is send an email to my mailbox, and I'll fire them off a copy of it. It's Greybeard, G-R-E-Y-B-E-A-R-D, numeric42@valsouth.net. Now, you got to spell gray with an E, otherwise it won't work. GREYBEARD 42 at bellsouth.net. And I've got about several hundred names that I send this mailing out to. And once they get, if they send me an email, that gets them on the list, and then they get an automatic update at the end of each month as I add to this. I've got a lot of blanks to fill in on this one, believe me.
Well, that's fantastic stuff, my friend. I think you're doing good things, and I appreciate that you would even take the time or offer people that. So I think that's wonderful of you.
Well, I've been offered money and whatnot, and I said, no, this was for the Republic. I don't take any money or any gifts or anything. And I'm just an old man out here in the woods with a computer, but boy, I can raise some hell on this computer. Trust me.
Amen to that.
I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gary. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being a part of it, my friend. Fantastic stuff. You know, I love that. I love the idea of empowerment. You know, and that's such an important point, folks. That's why we do the show. Okay? We look for the truth. And the truth can be painful, but it also allows you to heal, and allows you to know exactly where you stand and how comfortably you're standing there. Kind of like ripping off a Band-Aid. You know, you can, it'll heal faster once that Band-Aid is gone, that crutch has been knocked out. Same thing with the truth. And when we give out all this information, it does sort of trigger something in people's minds. It does allow them a certain amount of heightened awareness about situations and sort of what's going on with them and what's going on in the world around them. But it's vital that we contextualize that properly. When you know the truth can be terrifying, because all of a sudden you realize just how difficult this burden is, just how heavy it is, just how problematic this walk is going to be for you. And a lot of people are just like, why bother? Why should I even try? Why should I even fight? If it's a battle I can't win. You can. You can win. You can win lots of personal victories, lots of small victories. Now, as far as you saying, hey, that's it. I'm just going to go and expose this. And then when people see it, when people hear this, they're going to say, what the heck? And they're going to freak out because they're going to hear it. And then pretty soon the truth is going to spread and it's going to be wonderful. Well, it does spread. It doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen in the numbers we'll like it to be, because these things are controlled. You've got the media being controlled and so on and so forth. It takes a lot. But the point is that, you know, when you know the truth, then you don't have any fear, okay? And when the fear's gone, you got to replace it with something. You got to replace it with faith. And the faith is that the information that you've heard, you've been led to hear. And the truth that you've been led to understand, you've been led there for a purpose. And it's not because you can't handle it. It's because you can. You just have to understand all of these truths. You got to understand the implications of them. You got to understand what you can do to protect yourself. These are all important points. And I hope that we get them across on a regular basis. Here's a name I haven't heard in a while. Dalton in Tennessee. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Wonderful.
I'm back on the game.
I didn't understand a word you just said. I think your phone's cutting out. You still there? Ah, we lost him. Well, that's too bad. But, folks, we are giving out our number because we do want your interaction. If you choose to be a part of the show, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. As I was saying, you know, there are things you're going to hear, there are things you're going to learn. Some things might be perfect for you, but they're not necessarily good for everybody. The truth is a weird thing, and it's not for everybody, because most people, they choose to dismiss certain things that they hear. And we've talked about this before, even on Friday's show with Jerry Smith talking about the weather modification, and a lot of people just blowing that off as conspiracy theory. Why? Because they saw it in a TV show, or they saw it in a movie, or they read it in a comic book, and that makes it not real. That makes the belief in these things to be false. Well, that's when you got to step back, do the research. And I can't tell you the countless numbers of people who have admitted to me that the only reason they researched some of this was to bust me on the air and say, oh, look at it, what a crazy person you are. But they did the research and they were shocked to find out it was true. And they said, if that's true, what else is true? And the truth search began. Stay with us back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our number, 800-313-9443. Let's try this again. Dalton in Tennessee. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
There you are.
Good to talk to you, Frank.
Yeah. Good to hear from you, my friend.
I'm back on evening shift, was what I was saying, and so I can hear you again, although the signal's not really good on this route.
Yes.
And I don't want any outpouring of anything, okay? I just want to tell you this. I've been on vacation for about 2 weeks because my house burned to the ground.
Oh, my God.
And I learned some really good lessons out of all that. And I'll tell you, you know, the corporations and their whole thing that they're doing, I know is really bad. And all you ever see in the news is really bad stuff. But the outpouring has been just tremendous. and very humbling. And there's a lot of good people in the world.
That's amazing.
And I'll tell you, some of the people that, you know, I've been working on for a while that I never thought would come around, I'm seeing it. You know, people are finally starting to come around.
Wow.
So far as, you know, how the world's going. And not being, and I'm seeing people loosening the bonds, or the bonds of the whole Hegelian dialectic, you know. So there's a lot of positive in all this. And God has a purpose in everything. And, you know, this business of people trusting in this or trusting in that, you know, he always puts you in a place where it's just him, you know. If you had the government behind you, and if you had the powers on earth behind you, and they were all fighting the good fight, you'd put your faith and confidence in that. But he's taking all that stuff away step by step. So
that's
you don't
true.
Put your don't put your faith and confidence in that. Or your pile of stuff, or your accumulation, or your vested interest in this or that, you know. It comes down to all that.
I think that's great advice, and I concur wholeheartedly. I mean, people should always, and I mention this all the time, you know, explore the you know, exactly what you're going to affiliate yourself with. You know, check it out. You know, if people want to, if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat and for some reason you felt the need, somebody was working on you, maybe a spouse or something, to switch sides, to become a Republican, you'd ask all the hard questions. So why not do the same thing about everywhere you put your trust?
Sure.
All your affiliations, everything you believe in, find out, is it worth it? And then, of course, look at the one thing that's never let you down, and that's God. Now, you may feel like you're let down, but here you are. You know, Dalton, you just had obviously a huge tragedy. Your house burns down, but you're alive.
Yes, and everybody in my family's unhurt, too.
They all what?
Everybody's unhurt as
unhurt.
Well.
You know? Unhurt. So. That's wonderful. God bless you. Thank God for that. Is there anything I can do?
Not really. Just keep on fighting the good fight. But there is something I'd like to say, and I said this to John Stadtmiller before, you know, sometime before all this happened. And I know I'm not the only person in the world that's seen this thing, because a buddy of mine at work has seen it, and my parents saw it. But, and maybe I mentioned it to you before, and if I did, you can stop me. But a few months back, I started seeing these vehicles here in Tennessee. And they all share some similarities, and they were driving in convoys. And what it was, there were three types of vehicles. All of them were Fords. You remember me telling you this or not?
Vaguely, but please continue
anyway,
because I think it was when we were on mornings.
Right. All of them were Fords. There were three types. One was a van, a four-wheel drive van, real nice, with push type diamond plate bumpers, front and rear. One was like an SUV. It was the vans were burgundy, the SUVs were white, and then there was a third type of vehicle, kind of like the tour buses that they have around here in Nashville. Only these were nicer. All of these vehicles had large filtration systems. I mean, large, and air conditioning units. And the SUVs had a box on the back that was built into the body of the SUV. All the guys that were driving them all had high and tight haircuts. Everybody was wearing civilian clothes. And all their tags started with an E. They were like E200675, that kind of thing. What I suspected was that they were some kind of Homeland Security or whatever that were out drilling for another type of event that I think may have been chemical in nature. And when I called the Nashville, Tennessee about this, they said, oh, yeah, we'll check into that and da-da-da-da-da. Wish you had a license tag number, which I gave them two of them. And they said, well, we'll find out what it is, and we'll at least let you know what agency, you know, even if they won't tell us anything. Well, they never got back with me. But shortly thereafter, they miraculously disappeared, and I was no longer seeing them in my part of the state. But I'm sure they haven't disappeared. They're somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I told him, you know, you figure anything you tell on that kind of a deal, you know, you're sticking your neck out, somebody's going to hear it. But I told him, you know, people have a right to know. If you're protecting me from something, let me know. You know, I don't believe in all this black budget, black project. You're a dumb little child. You don't need to know these things. We have a right to know. We're paying for it.
Amen.
And basically, that whole philosophy started with all these black projects, all that kind of stuff started with all these SS people and that we incorporated into our intelligence agencies just after World War II. And they've compartmentalized, and this is not the free and open society
mm-hmm.
that we're supposed to be living in. This is not constitutional. And you know, I think we need to be shining a light on these bugs as they scurry under whatever. You know?
Bravo. Yes, absolutely, without a doubt. And I'm in the same camp you are. I would like to know these things, not because I need a pat on the head and a glass of warm milk and sent back to bed. You know, I don't need to be treated in that fashion. I don't want to be treated in that fashion. If there's a legitimate threat, let's hear about it. Let's not just, of course, implement some crazy draconian thing and trust that it will have the proper oversight and trust that the government will utilize this only for the purpose in which it was supposedly set up. And don't tell us after the fact, you know, which they try to do. George Tenet was, you know, when he put out his book here recently, he was on 60 Minutes. He was talking about all of the terror threats that were broken up as a result of the advanced interrogation techniques, which you and I would probably define as torture. And what he was saying is oh, yeah, these things save lives. Well, later on, another story came out that we talked about on the show that talked about three distinct terror threats. One was a nuke being smuggled into New York City. Now, they got that intel in the fall of 2001. Have you heard them find a nuclear device in New York City in the last 7 years? No. And the reason for that is because probably there was not one. And if they did find one, I think we'd all would like to know about that. Secondly, they said that Al-Qaeda affiliates were going to do a cyanide gas attack in the New York City subway system. And did our anti-terrorism measures foil that? No. Al-Qaeda called it off, supposedly. They were in place, they had everything made, and then Al-Qaeda's like, nah, let's not do that, just come back home. And they said, okay, and we're supposed to believe that. And then the other one was Saudi extremists who were going to, you know, assassinate Al Gore when he was vice president using rockets. And guess what? The Saudis foiled that. So here we've got all these supposed examples of how we're being kept safe, but we don't hear about them. And then when they try to bring it up after the fact, when it comes time for, you know, a book, promotional tour, or some sort of budget allocation, some sort of thing that people are going to be voting on, or a presidential election, we get very vague information. Oh, trust us. We've foiled many plots. Really? Where and how? Show me that it's working, and I might even get on board with it.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, like I said, there's an awful lot of good people out there, and a lot of times in unexpected places.
Well, I'm glad that.
Keep up a good fight.
I mean, I can't tell you how grateful I am, and I'll be praying as such that you and your family got out of that unscathed. It's an awful situation to be in, but you know, you've said it yourself. There's a purpose for everything, and you know, you're being taken care of, my friend. You're going to look back on this and see it as a positive thing. I mean,
oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Well, wonderful. God bless you, sir. I'll be praying for you and your family, and hope you guys get back on your feet. If you need anything, man, if you just call up and say, hey, look, you know, we sure could use some blankets or something. You know, just do that. Okay.
We're in good shape on pretty much everything.
All right. Now. Well, if that changes, you call me. Okay.
Appreciate it.
I mean that.
All right.
All right.
God bless.
Thanks for the call, Dalton. You know, you guys never stop amazing me. I hear from people who call up and they're going through hard times. You know, it could be a lost loved one or, you know, lost property or something like that. And the faith is unshaken. And that just amazes me. What an incredible validation. You know, that's what we're saying. Put your faith in places where it's not going to be shaken. I just think that's amazing. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, welcome to the show.
Frank?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Frank?
Good. Before you said the truth is kind of like the overwhelming evidence, You know, and I always felt that way. But I see over in, I think it was in Germany, didn't they say that, I think it was, what's his name, Ernst Zundel or whatever, although he could provide facts, they said the truth really didn't matter. You just can't deny, you know, what they said took place.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, that is a sad thing. And we have really changed as a society, and not just here in America, but just planet-wide society, into things that we are not allowed to talk about, truth or whatnot, if it's deemed to be even mildly offensive to someone. You can't speak it. And,
right.
And that gets
political correctness.
Political correctness.
I've been arguing against that for probably 15 years. I will say one thing. Alan Dershowitz, whom I really kind of despise, okay? I try not to hate anybody. If I did, he would be, you know, in that category, perhaps. But I saw him attack Pat Buchanan. But I did see him stand up for saying that, you know, political correctness, you know, people should be able to talk and speak and whatever. I mean, I sincerely believe, and I told a local show host here, that I think that, you know, they took Imus, and he's done this stuff for years, and it didn't become a story, like, till 2 days later when our good friend Al Sharpton and the Honorable Jesse Reverend Jackson jumped in and then started to make it a big deal, and then it took another 9 days, and I really think that he said a lot of things a lot worse in the past. But right now, in the Congress, okay, nationally, and I know in New York State here where I am, and I'm sure elsewhere, they're trying to pass hate laws and hate speech laws. And I'll tell you, it seems a lot of times the media kind of sets the agenda. If there's things out there, maybe we're going to have to pass some laws to do things. What do you think about that?
About hate speech?
Well, I'm sure you're against any restrictions, which I'll tell you, I tell people, you know, listen, we should have free speech. You can say, I mean, you know, cursing or screaming or whatever, but, you know, if people want to give up and give a speech, whether it's Louis Farrakhan or Jesse Jackson or David Duke or anybody, let them speak, and let's see what they have to say. And then we make our own decisions. I mean, it's like reading a newspaper. You know, you look at this, okay, look at that. Okay, I see this, I see that. You know, you might get two conflicting newspapers, and you try to, you know, come to what you feel is the truth, you know.
Yes.
I mean, obviously I'm a right-winger. I'm a conservative. I hope to get saved down a long road. And I'll tell you, I really appreciate you guys talking about the Lord and stuff, you know. I was at a funeral a while ago, and the guy got up, the son of the woman who passed away, and I'm a very good friend of his brother, and I'm kind of off the beam, okay? And anyway, this guy got up, and he said, Jesus, and I'll tell you, I unabashedly, you know, he reminded me, I'll tell you, I used to get goose pimples when Pat Buchanan was out talking about being pro-life, and I mean, I really felt Pat was coming from his heart. I mean, these other guys, they're all basically set up, to, you know, it's, as Ross Perot said in his first debate, they're going, what's this, Hollywood? They get the makeup, and you stand here, and you move here, and this and that, and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand that. And, you know, I do think that when you're looking at all that stuff, you really have to have a little bit of personal responsibility. But at the same time, political correctness is what it's always been called, because the idea here is that if you are seeking political office, you are going to try to appeal to the masses and offend no one. Now, political correctness has transcended, it's devolved into social correctness. Now you can't go into certain places, you can't dress a certain way, you can't say certain things, and certain things you could say to some people, but not to all people, and it goes on and on and on. Now, here in the broadcasting industry, we have certain standards we abide by. Now,
can I ask you a question while you're...
Yeah.
Okay, because a friend of mine, you know, I had John Stemmiller on. We're getting ready to go to a softball game, and I had a couple of cocktails, but we're doing okay. Anyway, my friend was listening to John. He goes, what station is this? I said, this is shortwave. He goes, he said, I never heard anything like that. I said, yeah, you're not going to hear that. I said, these other things are all under control. I really don't know. Does the UN or the U.S. or who has, control. I told him, I said, I think these guys can kind of say things that really don't pass the muster with the, you know, the regulations in the United States. You know, I've heard bullshit and stuff.
Oh, man, come on.
I do apologize.
That's fine. That's your get out of jail free card. No more.
Okay. Go ahead. Believe me, and I am sincere when I say I apologize for that. That, you know, but I mean, I told him that, you know, sometimes that goes by. I used to listen to you know, Cooper, Bill Cooper, and stuff, and he would get mad, and I'll tell you, sometimes the passion comes out, you know. But, you know, I'll tell you, I feel bad about that. I, you know, that wasn't intentional. That's all I can tell you, brother.
I believe you.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Federal Communications Commission can pretty much, if they feel the need, they can regulate any broadcast at all. And that includes you talking to your buddy on a walkie-talkie.
Is that right?
Yes. If they feel the need to, they can swoop in there and take care of any broadcast. So, you know, I abide by, and I always have abided by, the Federal Communications Commission rules, regulations, and whatnot, simply because I know what they are. And I've had my run-ins with the FCC before, and even if I was on satellite, like Sirius or something like that, where you don't have those rules, I still wouldn't be doing it. So hang on a second. We're back in three, folks. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, will send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
I'm gonna find my baby.
Welcome back, folks. Tail end of hour number three. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Let's get back to Frank in New York. Frank, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank.
And anyway, like I was saying, look, I think the main thing here is communication. I'm cognizant of the fact that as a broadcaster, I have to adhere to certain rules and regulations. But at the same time, I also realize that what I'm doing here, in essence, with the show, is sort of a truth outreach, which means I do my best, and I don't always succeed,
not to offend people
with my terminology,
really,
although some people have said, you're too vulgar, which certainly not as vulgar as you are, Frank, in New York. However, off the air, I'm a different person altogether. But, you know, some people are going to be offended by everything, and I say, look, we got to stop being so sensitive.
It came from my heart,
for the most part.
That's the main issue here. Stop
whining and complaining. Oh, my feelings are hurt because of this. Just suck it up. You know, who cares? Let people express themselves how they choose to express themselves. But, you know, again, I think that in certain scenarios, there's a decorum. I have no doubt that, you know, you're probably, if there was a small child nearby, you wouldn't be cussing up a storm. You know, neither would I. But if there's no kids around and I feel the need to have, you know, some profanity peppered through a conversation I'm having with somebody, I'll do it. I don't care about that.
Okay.
Because it's just words.
Truth.
Words are, that's it. You know, they only mean whatever you attribute them to mean. When we start getting all sensitive about things, what you're doing is you're giving people authority over you, authority to affect you and influence you and hurt your feelings. What you should say is, who are they and why should I care what they think?
Well,
so that's
actually,
my take,
Frank,
on all that. But anyway,
my
go
feelings
ahead.
Don't get hurt too often.
Yeah, right on.
Really, I'm an older fellow. I'm going to put you right on the spot now, okay? I believe you are an honest man, truthfully. Mm-hmm. I listen to Alex all the time, okay? I think he's on top of everything. I sent John pictures 12 years ago. Well, maybe it wasn't 12, maybe 8 years ago. You know, of the chemtrails in the Albany area, okay? I wrote a letter to a local newspaper defending the militias years ago when they were trying to, you know, they had a guy in West Virginia who they said, well, give us the, you know, get us the blueprints for this and we'll give you $90,000. And he happened to be a member of militia, but it was greed. And anyway, I saw what they were doing. I wrote a letter. John actually read the letter over the air. You know, I'm sure that the big boys have a file on me, you know. I think, in my opinion, and I love Alex, but the way they handle business, I think, was out of line. What do you think?
What business are you referring to?
Well, the guy, Wes Perkins, or whatever his name is, he shut down the system on them. Now, I don't know whether they're being paid cash. I mean, I hear this and that. You are there. That's what I'm wondering. If you want to give me your take on it, I would appreciate it. We're looking for the truth, mm-hmm. and you know, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Well, that's you said I'm going to put you on the spot.
But I did, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Hang on a second, okay? We're going to knock out this break. Back in 90 seconds, folks. We'll do some news here coming up in the final hour of the show. So stick around for that as well. More Frankly Speaking Radio on the way.